Okay, so now that Mr. T has tweeted his opinion that those four congresswomen should go back to where they came from, and been informed that, well, three of them come from the same place he does, well, time to focus on the Somalian who he claims hates America. Meaning, she's found some faults here that she, as an elected official in the United States Congress, hopes to address. For that, she's labeled a hater, unpatriotic, possibly a felon, and probably a terrorist. So much for tolerance in the USA. Today, Rand Paul, another elected official, apparently comfortable with throwing stones now that others are throwing them first, stated that he would buy Rep. Ilhan Omar a ticket back to Somalia so she could learn what a great country we really are. Kind of ironic, considering the tone of intolerance of Senator Paul. Criticism by someone born outside his country evidently doesn't cut it for him. Best damn country in the world. Best damn country ever. How dare anyone who came from somewhere else find fault? Fly her back and he'll pay the airfare. Excuse me, but one of the things I happen to like about my country, and yeah, I was born here, is the right to free speech. Also the right to criticize. And absolutely the right to find fault and maybe even suggest ways to correct those faults. Call me unpatriotic, call me a terrorist, call me a Muslim sympathizer, call me late for dinner, but hey, guys like Paul and Trump, they're the threat to this country. They're the subversives. They're what scare the bejabbers out of me. Maybe Senator P should go visit some totalitarian countries, the ones who squelch dissent and suppress opposition, to get a better sense of what makes this country great. Maybe we could all help him with the airfare. First class, of course.